Yeah, I'm just gonna keep making noises. Just...
This is an interesting way to start a recording. Let's go straight into this mini-sode, just for the lols. Because it's not really a proper episode, because it's a mini-sode!
It's not even the full pilot.
Yay! It's a 10-minute short McGig. We decided to do a short little look at the Muppets pitch pilot, because the Muppets, as a thing, a new series of the Muppets even, starts this week.
So we're going to be timely and talk about an earlier
Yeah,
incarnation of the first episode.
it debuts on September 22nd, 2015, which I hope will be the day around the day this goes up. A Muppets TV series, which is stylized as the Muppets, all in lower case, with a full stop.
Like The Office, but with Muppets.
That's pretty much what it looks like it's gonna be, based off of the pitch pilot.
Yep.
I like the idea of, and it involves Bill Prady, who co-created The Big Bang Theory, and used to write in the Muppets. He used to write for the Muppets before, in the old times.
Was it during Muppets Tonight?
No, he wrote for the Muppets. He was he worked on the Jim Henson Hour. He was the co-writer of Muppets Celebrate Jim Henson. He wrote some of their theme park attractions.
So a bit earlier than that, than Muppets Tonight.
Yeah. Although he did try and do something about this kind of Muppet Show reboot not long ago, I think before the Big Bang Theory. But obviously now that he's, Big Bang Theory has gone kablooey into major popularity.
He's got some power in the
He's
Hollywoods.
got some power to make Muppets, and I actually kind of looking forward to watching this, to be honest.
Yeah, I've always loved the Muppets.
I like Muppets Tonight. I don't know how many people remember Muppets Tonight or how fondly, but I do.
Yeah, Muppets Tonight was great. Clifford was awesome, and it was my first introduction to like proper Muppets, you know? I mean, like we grew up watching the same stuff. We watched Sesame Street and Fraggle Rock and Muppet Babies, but there were no repeats of the Muppets.
My favorite Muppet Show or Muppet Tonight joke is the Seinfeld babies joke, where Gonzo and that lizard guy, I don't remember his name was, but they run in with one. They're running out of stuff to show on the show for some reason, and Gonzo runs in with a tape from Muppet Babies, and this other guy runs in with Seinfeld, and they collide, and all the tape gets turned together. It's like, you got your Seinfeld over my Muppet Babies. You got your Muppet Babies all over my Seinfeld. And then they run the tape together and see what happens, and they get Seinfeld babies.
Also, isn't Muppets Tonight where we got Pepe from?
Yes, it is. Pepe made his debut on that. He used to be in like a double act with a bear, or not a bear, but an elephant. There were Seymour and Pepe. They did the Elefino joke. What do you get if you cross a rhinoceros with a elephant? Elefino. But this, the Muppets Tonight was more or less of a. It was more or less a 90s talk show incarnation of the Muppet Show.
It was kind of Saturday Night Live with the Muppets.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. And I really liked it. But we're not here to talk about that.
That's
We're
true.
here to talk about some other show.
I was hoping you'd talk more while I was trying to eat this piece of apple tart.
Yeah, well, then you probably shouldn't have been eating during the podcast.
Is a lazy Sunday after Sunday evening recording.
I know this isn't a proper podcast, Patrick, but you should at least put down the pie. People, what people don't know is that Patrick is constantly eating. Any scene you see him in the videos where he's not eating is all trick photography. On one occasion, we had to edit out a whole turkey.
I'm tweeting that now. I'm finished eating that piece of crust now. So, the Muppets, this pitch pilot, as we said, it's kind of like The Office in that it's a show. It's meant to be a reality show documentary about the Muppets and their personal lives. So it's a show within a show, and the pitch pilot starts with Kermit going into an office to talk to all of the Muppets who are all in the one room, and it actually starts with a text crawl that says this was never meant to be seen, but the demand was so great after Comic-Con they decided to show it, and we get a little title card that's someone typing the word Muppet, and they spell the word Muppet wrong. And then we have Kermit entering the room, trying to get everyone's attention, and Bunsen gets all their attention by shocking Beaker. It's okay because Bunsen was wearing gloves.
He's perfectly fine.
The Kermit announces that they've got this new primetime TV show on ABC, and Sam Eagle says, "God bless America and its magnificent broadcasting network."
A broadcasting company, because that's what ABC stands for.
Company,
Patrick.
Even. Yes.
Pay attention.
I watched this 2 days ago. But Kermit basically pitches the entire idea of the show, that it's going to be a with the help of a couple of other members of the Muppet crew. Floyd from the Electric Mayhem also brings up the idea of doing the cutaway interview things, which Gonzo hates. But then you have Gonzo actually doing one and explaining the joke. It's actually really funny. An animal will do nudity if tasteful.
Very important. It has to be tasteful.
That's actually the second nudity joke I can think of in a Muppets thing. The other one was Janice. I forget which movie. There's some joke about Janice posing nude or something.
I think that might have been the Muppets.
Might have been. Lest we forget that. I think we kind of forget that with Sesame Street and stuff, that the Muppets aren't wholly a children's thing.
No, definitely not. And this is going to be on primetime ABC.
Yeah. I mean, we got Fozzie has a girlfriend who is human, and there's a joke about her parents are Sierra Club people, and they like animals. But not being intimate with them. the whole thrust of this episode of this little pitch pilot is that Miss Piggy isn't up for doing the show because she has split up with Kermit, gone her separate ways.
And Kermit has a new girlfriend called Denise, who is also a pig.
You got a thing for pigs.
And so does Gonzo, apparently.
I know. Which is weird because he usually likes chickens. I guess, you know, that's the source of all that. Like a month ago, there was all of that news about Kermit and Miss Piggy breaking up. Legitimate news coverage of puppets breaking up.
And celebrities reacting to the puppets breaking up.
This is important. Also, the obscure Muppets apparently will be allowed to be in it, but they don't know who they are. That's a great running joke with one Muppet who doesn't know what movie he was in. But he's just
Was I a Muppet Treasure Island? And Elizabeth Banks asks if celebrities can be in the show.
Well, if she knows any. Yeah, Miss Piggy is too busy doing war movies, where she, besides her character who is a nurse, she decides to, for her to have a French accent for no reason.
Because she was from Alabama the
And she doesn't remember who Fozzie or who Gonzo is.
Actually, there's a great line from the war movie that I wanted to repeat because she says we have to p patch this man up so that brother can fight against brother. No, this isn't about the horrors of war. We have to patch them up, get them back out, fight more war.
You gotta keep the war going. You gotta keep that. She's basically the physio. She's passionate enough so they can go back out and they can play
Yeah,
more and more.
she's there with the magic sponge.
And she's dating Topher Grace.
And gives Topher the most. How would you describe this kiss? First off, it's clearly motivated by revenge because Piggy bends Topher down and kisses him while staring into Kermit's eyes the entire time. Spiteful, it's a spiteful kiss.
She even looks up at Kermit to make sure he's watching.
Also, I hope there's going to be more Topher Grace because Topher Grace is great and needs to be in things.
Well, TMZ is calling him Tofiggy.
So, yeah, I'm all aboard the Tofiggy if it means more Topher Grace.
Fozzie's dating a human woman, and the whole show hinges on Miss Piggy doing, or them getting the entire show hinges on Miss Piggy agreeing to do it.
Well, yeah, you gotta have Piggy.
Which is worrying for Fozzie because he thinks it might not impress his human girlfriend's parents that he's if he doesn't get this show.
Fozzie needs all the help he can get in this situation.
But Kermit doesn't think that it's gonna work out because of what happened at the movie set, and the guys are gonna be upset, except for the band. They're always happy. Legally now. I don't know why, but that is my favorite joke.
Electric Mayhem always appeared to be stoned. They were designed with a certain mindset in mind, Patrick.
Think so. And he's doing that entire thing on the phone to Fozzie, who's at his girlfriend's house, and he's Fozzie yells out, "No!" when he finds out that Miss Piggy isn't doing it. I am more curious about how this human Muppet relationship works out. Because
Well, it must be a thing, right? Like in the Muppets, the movie, because now we have to be able to identify between all these things. Jason Segel's brother is a Muppet,
it's true.
so you know,
And in
it
Muppets Take
happens.
Manhattan, Piggy gets jealous of other lady because she thinks that Kermit is into a new human lady. I forget the waitress's name, but it does result in Piggy and Joan Rivers aggressively putting on makeup in a department store and getting fired. Muppets Take Manhattan is a great movie.
So, yeah, it's the 21st century. I
Yeah.
think we should be totally on board for a human Muppet relationships
I think so.
and leave our prejudice at the door.
I like how Fozzie covers what his no is about.
Yeah, he says that one of his uncles has been shot and his head is mounted in a restaurant in Alabama.
It's in Montana.
Yeah, it could be.
And
The important bit is that his uncle has been shot.
And he's rather accepting of the entire thing because he had a good run or something is the joke.
Meanwhile, Fuzzy's girlfriend Becky, her parents are arguing with Becky over what will happen with the kids. How are they going to raise them?
Where will they go to the bathroom?
In the woods. To which Fuzzy says, "Hey, that's an offensive stereotype."
I recognize that dad.
That dad is Jerry Burns. He waits for Wikipedia to load.
He does.
I assume so. He probably doesn't, you know, have fast internet or anything. He was in Breaking Bad, but you haven't watched Breaking Bad. He was Keith on King of Queens. He was in Crocodile Dundee in L.A.
I've seen. Oh, that's where I know him from. I feel that's rather sad.
Also, Becky had a recurring role on The Big Bang Theory, actually, as Sheldon's assistant, Alex. Margot Hirschman is the name of the actress.
Ah.
So, yeah.
According to the Muppet Wiki about this show, The Muppets is a primetime television show currently in development with ABC Studios and The Muppet Studio. It's scheduled to premiere on ABC on September 22nd, 2015. The series will feature the Muppet characters in a mockumentary-style series going behind the scenes of Miss Piggy's new late-night talk show, Up Late with Miss Piggy. The series will focus on the Muppets' private lives, including the tempestuous relationship between Piggy and Kermit the Frog. The core Muppet characters will each have a role to play in an Up Late with Miss Piggy production team. Kermit will be executive producer, Fozzie Bear will be Miss Piggy's co-host, and the house band is Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Gonzo, the show's head writer, Rizzo the Rat, and Pepe the King Prawn on the writing team. Backstage, Scooter is the talent coordinator, Bobo the Bear is the stage manager, Dr. Bunsen, Honeydew, and Beaker handle the props, Uncle Deadly is in charge of wardrobe, and the Swedish chef runs craft services. Additionally, Sam the Eagle is in charge of standards and practices for the network, and Denise works for ABC's marketing. Denise also happens to be Kermit's new girlfriend, which causes a lot of friction between the show's producer and host. Rolf the dog owns a bar across the street from the studio where the Muppets unwind after a stressful day working on the show. So it's actually, the basis is that that is mentioned in the pilot, in the pitch pilot, that
no, this is clearly just yes, for flavor.
That
It's more of a tone thing than the actual structure of the show.
Sort of. No, I think it's
So it's kind of going back to the Muppets tonight.
No, I think it is. It is going to be like, I think it's basically going to be like the Muppets 30 Rock kind of deal.
Well, it sounds like it's more going to be Larry Sanders than 30 Larry's Rock. Because it's more of a late show type show than a Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I think what they're going to, I think by the looks of the pitch pilot, what they're going for is a bit of Larry Sanders, a bit of The Office, that kind of thing. And that's suppose the pilot, or the pitch pilot, because Piggy does come back. Not after Kermit has found out that all the Muppets have spent their money on nonsense. The newscaster guy pointed out that after saying the Muppets have all spent their money on frivolous nonsense, in a related note, my shoes are filled with caviar. And he walked off subject.
And there's a good... There's a cutaway where Piggy says, "Of course I didn't come back because of Kermit." And Gonzo walks by in the background and calls it gimmicky.
So gimmicky. And then...
stuff like that. That's why Gonzo is my favorite.
I noticed that in Gonzo's... when we've got Gonzo's cutaway, Rizzo's actually in the background. It looks like they're... It looks like they live together, which makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a relationship going on.
They got a thing. Piggy, when she comes back, she embraces everyone and poses with her selfie with Janice, and Denise gets in there, but Piggy pushes her away. And we cut back to Kermit, who says, "I've made my life a bacon-wrapped hell on earth." This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. It really does.
Yeah, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. And I will wait patiently until it airs.
It's going to be on Sky One.
I can't get Sky One. Yeah.
I got the free stuff, Patrick.
It wasn't cheap.
Sorry, Hal. I have Sky One, so nuts to you.
Hey, Patrick, could you record it or something?
But what?
I don't know. I don't want to pirate this. I mean, why would I ever watch anything online illegally?
Yeah, like you don't do it for this podcast every single week.
What? What? The majority of those are unaired pilots.
There is no... Oh, hold on. We watch everything legally. Everything is legal here.
Yes.
We have permission from the copyright holders.
Dear Internet Police.
Hold on, this is a podcast. There's no copyright bots.
But what if the police are listening, Patrick?
Which police?
Right now?
Thing and the police or the actual police?
I'd be afraid of Sting and the police. I hear he can be litigious.
I want to see just what we're going kind to... Of, we won't go on too much longer. But I want to see what Upload Miss Piggy, what it says on about it on the Wikipedia. Upload with Miss Piggy is the fictional late-night television show hosted by Miss Piggy in the 2015 ABC series The Muppets. A replica of the set was revealed at Comic-Con. The show was originally intended to follow Jimmy Kimmel live on ABC, but the press... release states the show runs in syndication. In an interview with the Associated Press, Kermit lists potential names they they went through before settling on Upload with Miss Piggy, such as Don't Look Now, It's Miss Piggy, Oh No, It's Miss Piggy, and The Late Miss Piggy. Miss Piggy's previous hosting gigs include The Fantastic Miss Piggy Show, 1982, Miss Piggy's Hollywood, 1989, and UFO Mania, 1999. She also counts serving as editor of Vogue Paris amongst her professional credentials, with a very brief stint as secretary for the British fashion mogul Lady Holiday, and selling perfume at NYC's Bergdorf Goodman before getting arrested on the former and being fired on the latter.
Wow, Muppets Wiki goes into a lot more detail than the Pope Town Wiki does.
That doesn't surprise me. Hey, Pope, yeah.
Get your act together, Pope Town Wiki.
It does note that Rolf does not work on Up Late. He owns a tavern, and Statler and Waldorf don't work on the show, but they're regular audience members. Well,
that makes sense. Why would you hire Statler and Waldorf?
I don't know if we should rank this. Should we rank it?
I don't know.
Okay, we won't rank this.
Let's go no. It would rank high, yeah. Guys.
I think so too.
To rank it.
The show's going to happen, and it's going to. I think it's going to be good. It's going to be fun. It's the Muppets. What more do you want? I actually didn't really like the Muppet movie that much, or the Jason Segel Muppets that much. But I'm looking forward to this. So, it's got my seal of approval, and that's all you need. Yeah.
Endorsed by the unemployed historian.
That's going to be on all of the...
and his friend Al.
All the posters and advertising from now on. I think after we tore ABC apart for any reasons why not, this is a sort of makeup episode of ABC.
Is that ABC or NBC? Oh,
yes.
Well, they've certainly learned their lesson.
I think we both say this is a thing that It's actually freely available on YouTube to watch the Muppet.
It's on the
You can watch
ABC
it whenever you want and
YouTube
however you
channel.
want. It's fun, and I'd say the series is probably well worth checking out. And Alan, I think you agree. There you go.
I
You've
do
heard
agree.
it from the Alan's mouth. Yes, money,
We
please.
for money now.
I've been Patrick Brogan. You can find me at theunemployedhistorian.com and other places where you can find me. We'll be back pretty soon with what should be our next proper episode, the Steven Universe versus Adventure Time pilot combat extravaganza, which we couldn't film the other day because Alan had died or something. I don't know. Alan, if people want to find you now that you're not dead, how can they find you?
Well, I've got a Twitter, which is at Alan Byrne, which is spelled AlanBirne. I'm on Tumblr, alanbyrne.tumblr.com, and I have a website, which is alburn.com, but it disappeared in some sort of weird. Someone tased it?
It's okay, I was
It
wearing
it's just over
gloves.
there smoking a little bit.
Yeah,
Well,
fine.
okay, so long as it's
We'll see
safe.
you for our proper episode in the future or the past. I don't know how podcasts work. Good night.
It depends how you listen to it.
Goodbye. Hello. I'm ending the podcast. You didn't really help that, Alan.
Bye.
Goodbye. Are we gone? I think we're finished. I don't know. I hate
Bye.
podcasts. I don't know. It won't
How do we
stop.
stop this thing?
This mini episode
There
is almost as long as a real
has to be one of
episode.
these buttons.
How does that work? We're trapped here forever.
We'll fix it in post.